No,
nos vamos a enfermar hoy.
Watch your head.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing a British accent.
Don't listen to me.
Hi.
Oh, my God. This feels so formal.
Hi.
No.
Wait. Hay que apagar el... Porque luego... No, it was. Okay.
Pretend we're giving
yes. Yes, okay, hi. Hi, guys. No, wait, I'm trying to degender my language. Hola, mi gente. Not, you know, let's degender. All right.
It's
She's, Allison's like, Tanya, I'm just.
Okay, so where did all this energy come from?
This energy from coffee, but you mean like the energy from, like, for vida?
Yes.
Well, Well, the origin
is
so, pura vida, like Costa Rica. That's what the saying of Costa Rica is, right?
So
you're nearby. Stars is the one who introduced this notion to me. They were like, "Do you know what a chipster is?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course. It's a Chicano hipster. Ha ha. You know, is that what you want?" Like, we were gonna have a conversation about a show to do, and they were like, "Have you heard of gentrification?" And that one, I was stumped. I mean, I put it together, but I was like, "I haven't heard of that. Is that a thing?" Yes, you should read this LA Times article about gentrification. Okay. And they asked me, "Do you want to write a pilot about it?" I can write a pilot about it. I write plays about everything. Well, not everything. Like I said before, not astrophysics and stuff like that. But it, yeah, I just, and then they, later on when I was hired, they gave me also like a short story. And the, like, one thing I took from was like two sisters, but it wasn't this, it was like two sisters. So I was like, if I just hold on to the sisters, the characters, the family, and the fact that they lost their mother, the world will fill up around it, you know? And it did. It's sort of like, kind of like a play. I write plays very holistically. Like, I pray to Oshun, I like light a candle and stuff. And this pilot, I did like that too. I was like, madre, give me the musa, you know? And then it sort of started coming. It just, one scene and then the next, and then the characters kind of started speaking. I know it sounds hokey, but that's really how it got, the pilot, not the rest of the episodes. Those are done with a writer's room and like fast and let's like turn it in, you know. There's no like preciousness about that. But I was very precious about these, like, especially conscious about these women we were, because the, you know, and the pilot is basically the story about Emma, Lynn, Eddie, Mari. You know, it's a very, very small story in the pilot. Two girls, their mother dies and they come home. And then they find out a surprising secret. Because in half an hour, you don't have that much time to explore character and do a lot of plot, you know? And I don't know how to do a lot of plot, so I'm like, well, let's explore character. And then we did. And then I just love... Now they're my children, these characters. Oh, my God. This is going to sound all crazy. She... What? She prays to who? Yes.
But it does play like a play. The scenes are like a play. That's why I gravitate.
And directors said that. They were like, man, this is like a one-act play. This is a long scene, you know? And I thought I was doing short scenes. But, yeah, there's a lot of little... there's some scenes that are like people enter, people exit, and it's like one-act plays. But that's, you know, that's what happens. We're living a one-act play right now, you know. I don't know. Yes, it's true. And then also there's a lot of talking. There's no bang-bang or like a big, you know, helicopter crashing and stuff. It's just people talking for the most part, or people living and being. So in that way, it's like a play, you know. Sorry, I'm just looking at you. Es que tú me preguntaste lo primero, ¿no?
Well, with everything that you developed, it was very interesting when I first saw the premiere episode. I was like, oh my God, you hit so many key points that are going on right now. I mean, what was it about that you were just like throwing everything? It felt like you threw everything in, and I was just like, wow.
I didn't think I threw enough, because it's only half an hour, so I was like, I want to get everything in there. But like I said, if you just, it's sort of like if you got this glass and you like put it on top of a community, you know, and you capture whatever happens that day for half an hour or something like that. And there were things I wanted to get in, the notion of pocho, in the, like, those little things are like a little bit radical. We haven't heard them in TV, but also just them living. I didn't think I put in enough, you know. But
a lot of the words that you use.
Cubole, carnal, ahí te guacho.
I was like, too. This is like being in the neighborhood.
But that's how it should feel, right? It should feel authentic. It should feel real, true to life, because these characters are true to life. And their place in the, like these bougie girls that go away and come back and, like, sort of reconditioning themselves to the neighborhood and seeing themselves reflected through, well, especially Maddie in the pilot, but, like, that's something. And also, like, la gente that comes to the velorio, it's something because they're seeing themselves reflected and you are guessing, oh, they used to be this way or that, you know, too. So, like, when Maddie says, oh, yeah, I used to watch her around being all bougie and stuck up, and it's like, okay, we know who Emma was just from that, you know? And that is super important because you have half an hour, so you better, like, be really detailed when you're with that storytelling. But, yeah, I wish I would have had more things in there, you know? Because, really, I gave you a three-hour pilot, you know? So that was nice that I was like, we just got it started. The world is just getting started, you know? Because we have to introduce the world, introduce the characters, the essence of it, too, because it looks a certain way, too, and you got to get used to that, too. It's very cinematic by design. And now, hopefully, we will have more.
Yes. I said to Sed and to... Yeah.
And to Marilena, or who...
Yeah. That I felt that their characters were, like, the heart of the show.
Oh, the queer characters.
Yes.
Well, they're the neighborhood, too, right? Yeah. Oh, wait, did you have Maddie in here?
No.
No, you had Marilena and Ser. Yes, because they're queer, and they're two versions of brown queerness that you don't see all the time, right? And also, Emma is a high femme. That's another version of queer that you don't see.
Cool.
And she's cuckoo, but she is, you know, and right now, you know, like, Cruz is not cuckoo. She's, like, centered and stuff. But what really interested me was, like, so Eddie, her group of friends looks like her and looks very real. You know, we cast masculine center butches, you know, that present that way. And that was very, like, in their, you know, that I knew from the community. And that's really important because we don't ever see us like that, you know. And then Cruz has a, like, genderqueer, non-binary, trans. When the girl in green is trans, like, it's a very, like, gender-fluid group of friends. And, like, and we didn't explain it. Like, I didn't say, oh, this person's trans, this person's gender. No, they just, and that's how you would be in the neighborhood. You know, if you knew them, you knew them. But if not, they just exist, you know? So that was really important, how we populated the friends circles, you know?
Okay, the actresses, you always, how did you meet them? Did you have them in mind? Like,
we're all new.
Process, everything's new. How was that?
So, like, I had the most magnificent casting director, Carmen Cuba, una Latina. So that matters, you know, because she, first of all, she's my dear friend, but also, so she was very, like, she was like, I gotta do this for Tanya, but also, like, I gotta do this for the community, right? So we reached into the community the right way. We saw everyone, and I have to tell you, this, you know how they say the pool is shallow, you know, you don't have, like, the talent pool is not there, and it's a lie. Now, the pool might be wide, because we haven't had access or opportunity to do this stuff. Like, yeah, if you bring in, oh, we have some leads. Who else has led cable shows of Latinx gays? Well, there haven't been any, so no. So we have to take a chance, you know? But the way Stars took a chance on me, I took a chance on these girls, you know? Like, I think Michelle had done, like, a web series, you know, for Fear of Walking Dead. And then, well, Meli was, like, she had, you know, a career as a telenovelas actress in Mexico. But, like, here, we were... In lots of ways, we were all green, you know? And they just, with their auditions, I mean, as simple as that. And that, so there was no, I knew I didn't, well, I could be like, that's the half truth. I didn't want stars. We don't have the stars, right? All our stars are already working on their projects, right? So I can't, like, be like, well, I didn't know. We, in the community, we haven't fomented and nurtured Latina leading ladies, you know, like, it's like we get one and then that's it for, you know, in the show or what, but, like, we haven't done a show like this, you know, so yeah, they just came and killed it, you know, over and over, because you know the process, and then you show them and they just killed it, and we're ready, and we're buena gente, and that matters to me, because, like, theater, I directed like 14 plays, and I always wanted to form a family and a cast, and that feels like that right now. First season, we're still all feel like family, you know? And those girls were, they just brought it. That's it. There's no, like, I saw, with Ser is the only one who I saw them in a play at Boston Court. And I rushed. I mean, I'd met them in the community because we were the theater community, you know? That's the first time I've seen them, not in an audience or in a party. And I rushed them. I was like, you're Eddie. You're my Eddie. You don't know what that means, but just wait. Maybe I'll get a green light and you'll know what that means. And they were like, oh, thank you for coming. Like, it was like, but I was so excited when I saw them. I was like, because I wanted someone who presented the way the character presented, but like, you know, a legit, not just acting, you know? Because that's also a form of cooning sometimes when our queer characters are just not handled the right way, you know, handled like a stereotype. I didn't want to do that. And so, like that, instead, that was exciting because I found them. But the sisters, they just were good.
Yeah, they were really good.
And good hard workers, you know, like, yeah, you said they're good kids.
But the way you've written their characters is, I mean, you don't know which one to hate more.
I
or
know.
You know, because you just kind of go, really, you're going to do that?
There, you think Lynn is a sweet one. She is evil. Why is she doing those things? But she's so, like, sweet and the hair and the thing. And then you're like, oh, I do not like Emma. But it's like, oh, she's so broke. There are so many things. When have we gotten a chance to do that on TV as Latinas? Because right now, out of 520 shows, there are 4 Latinx gays shows, right? You got 2 about cartels and 2 about really squeaky clean, lovely, like, families, you know? I love all the shows. Hopefully there's a 5th one coming in May. Mine's May 6th. And I worked on Devious Maids, you know? Like, we were those things, too. Like, we were maids. There's only a few ways they see us in this country, right? We're allowed these narratives. The gangbanger, the cartel, gangbanger, cartel, that kind of thing, you know? The maid or the you know, before I started, I was an actor, you know, before in Chicago. And when I first started, all the roles, I would call them, another Maria role. Because they were all named Maria, right? And then they all had some kind of, like, my line was always some form of, yes, Mr. Johnson, through here, Mr. Johnson. Like, that was the one line that I was getting. So, like, you know, that's why I started writing. I was like, wait, I'm a Shakespeare-trained actress. I'm going to write my own things. That's sort of how this started. But, like, yeah, anyway, now I'm talking too much. Sorry. I'm like, you asked me one thing, and I'm like,
But, to be honest, that's what needs to be done in order for this to change.
Complicated, complex. Women.
And taking the advantage of, you say, I'm going to do it, this is how it's
yes.
going to be out. And if you get the opportunity, you do it. I mean, what was it like when Stars said, well, this is
I'm
the
still
show,
like,
this is what, because it is so good. It's
oh,
such a great
I'm so like, well, it didn't happen like that. It you know, development. Like, so you develop, so I developed with HBO this play that I wrote, Mala Hierba, into this thing, Mala, but I was still learning, and then I developed with Fox, I had done the development thing. It was different here. I do think, and I think she doesn't like me to talk about it, but my covering exec, her name is Marta Fernandez. I think that matters, because there is a shorthand, and I didn't have to explain things, like, oh, and she's like, yeah, no, I know, like, also, we told you, chipsters, like, we're the ones who introduced that notion to you. Do you know what I mean? So, like, there was already a listening thing that was happening at Stars that I had never experienced, right? And a yes and. So, like, when I was ready to come for the fight of, okay, my whole writer's room is going to be Latinx. And I would like all my, yeah, all your writer's room, all Latinx, got it. Like, I don't know if I come with a reputation from theater because all my directors and all my everything's Latinx, you know, or something. But it was never a... That wasn't the struggle. The struggle was me learning how to do it. But it's just been amazing. And I don't want to sound Pollyanna, but they have just yes and the whole thing. Like, I have a Latina cinematographer who had never led, and she's an Afro-Latina too. So, like, the way that we handle our skin tones in camera, she is very concerned with, and she, because we're all different levels of colonized, right? And she knows how not to wash that out. Don't wash our colonization. Show it. You know what I mean? We're here. So, like, no, but because that's what's happened before in TV. I feel like, whoop, they wash us out. Not in film. So that's why we made this look cinematic. so that it counted all of us, because our color counts us, you know? And that tells the story of colorism, too, without having to make it. Of course, you have a couple of things like white Dina and stuff, but that's not about color. That's about something else, right? But so that, and then I have Jermaine Franco, who's Latina. She's the only Latina in the Academy of Composers. She did Coco. So we did this. You didn't see it, but I mean you saw it, but you didn't hear the song because you don't have the finished cut of 106. La Limpia. That Limpia, when you watch it, June, whenever, yeah. Whenever it comes out, yeah, it's gonna be in Nahuatl. You know, and it's this beautiful thing that we collaborated in. And that wouldn't have been able to happen with another composer that wasn't of the, you know, a mestiza. So, I was like, so I want it to be like this or like that. And then she was like, okay. She did a first try and it was an electric guitar. And I was like, it doesn't feel like that's an electric guitar. And I was like, it feels like more indigenous. Oh, I play this, I don't know what you call them, but it's a caterpillar shells with seeds. Mm-hmm. And so, I play this, and I play that, and I play the flute, and I all these Nahuatl, instruments. And I was like, okay. And I can actually, because my dear friend can translate your chant into Nahuatl. And I was like, well, where? And it's this beautiful thing. And the fact that we have to say the word Tonatzin in cable TV, that's amazing to me. You know what I mean? But that happens when you get to collaborate with, when we get to handle our own stories. You know what I mean? That then you can do this a little more. Yeah, because if not, we would just be able to be like, well, let me explain to you. Indigenous means this to me. You know, I would have had to do that. But she was like, no, I got you. I know more about this than you, as you should, you know? Anyway, yeah.
Did you also have to say with the directors? Because I got very excited when I saw Rashad's name.
Rashad?
I said, oh, my God.
They're all either all Latinx or women of color. And that matters, too. Do you know what I mean? So, Rose, yeah, all of them. That was amazing because it was my first time working this way, right? I'm the showrunner and there's a director and how you communicate and everyone is so different and their talents or their lens is a little different, but yet there's a look to the show, but you can tell, oh, that's Rashad's and that's, you know, Rose's and I just yeah, that's amazing. I can't wait to keep doing that.
It's beautiful. It's just, I'm Brazilian.
Oh, nice.
But I can relate so much, even though it's in Spanglish or
yes,
or Spanish. But I can relate so much with the family, the way that they handle all the situations. It's kind of was talking to me. I was like, oh
good.
My God, this is so good.
Oh, good.
I want more.
Because it's an immigrant narrative, really. I mean, they're second generation, but they're grandchildren of immigrants. So it's an American story, yes.
Yeah.
But it's steeped in an immigrant culture. So.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to get it, but hopefully other, you know, the way you see Master of None or the way you see and other shows that have that immigrant narrative, it hopefully it'll reach, yeah, like you're saying.
And we all grew up with secrets.
And we all grew up with secrets. Whoa, I'm going to use that. It's true. We all did grow up with secrets. Yeah. Yeah.
It,
yeah. They don't talk about stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Already? Okay. What do you want the people to get out of the series?
Well, I've created it for two tracks. I've created for the dominant culture, for the non-Latinx, right? And if you just hold on to the family story, to the story that these women are real and complicated and oftentimes ugly, but ultimately good, and they're just trying to find themselves, then you'll get it. You'll get the story. But I also dedicate it to us. So to when we haven't had a chance to see us the way we maybe have been wanting to be portrayed, you know? And it's only 3 hours of TV, but the way we haven't gotten to hear Pocho or Spanglish this way in such an organic, the real way that we use it. So it's twofold. And I hope it reaches both tracks because, you know, I feel like that's the only way that this show can really have effect. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. I was so scared about this. This is my first one of these.